T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Didn't get enough of the Mo and Stigman show?
No way!
All right. Here's what you may have missed. This is Mo and Stigman Plus.
I am interested to hear how Mama Mo, what she thinks about this. It's a new take on what children should do if they're in danger. And to me, it sort of makes sense. I get the idea, but I can also see where it could ruffle some feathers. This mother of six shares one of her parenting hacks, and she said that she has taught her kids to react a certain way if somebody's trying to kidnap them or force them to do something that they shouldn't do. And what she's wanting them to do is obviously make as much noise as possible and start screaming, but start screaming curse words, like foul mouth curse words.
Oh.
And the idea is, if you're out and about, maybe at a playground, hearing a kid scream is not going to be that alarming. But if you hear a kid cussing like a sailor and screaming, it's going to raise your eyes.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't
process.
Either.
I mean, that makes it's, and that's a good like setting too. Cause if you're in a quiet setting, a scream is going to cause anybody to look. But if you are at a noisy facility,
mm-hmm.
like at an event,
yep.
the park, I mean, she's right. Like a normal yell might make somebody glance for a minute, but if they're screaming a bunch of inappropriate words, especially
right.
at a young age, yeah. I mean, people will stop and look. If anything, they'd be like, why is that?
What's
who's that? Letting their kids say these words?
Exactly.
And you're going to have people talking and looking. I mean, I might have to implement this idea.
Her instructions to the kid was, if someone gets a hold of you or tries to force you to do something that you don't want to do, I want you to say, scream every curse word you know. I'm like, that's kind of brilliant.
The question is, how many kids will have to learn those, or how many already know them?
Hey, I just was listening to your parenting hacks about the kids cussing if they were in trouble.
Sure.
I also read on another thing where parents were teaching their children to, like, say if they were at a friend's house and they were in a not safe environment or things going on at their house that they wouldn't normally allow their children to be around, and the kids pretty much wanted to go home without, I don't know, sounding like a wimp or something.
Sure.
But the article was pretty much saying that the parents taught their children to call and use their first, like their parents' first name basis instead of, hey, mom, can you come and get me? It's, you know, their first name.
Oh.
Ah.
So that was a pretty cool thing,
that.
Too. And I was like, that might actually be like, I might actually teach my children one
yes.
day whenever I have them, hey, if you're in trouble, call me, but use my first
Say
name
my
and
name
not,
first.
You know, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Mm, and that also yeah. that also teaches, this is a true story, that also teaches the kid the parent's name. I remember, this is true, when I was a child, I got lost in a department store. I knew enough to go to the service desk and ask, and they said, well, what's your mom's name? And my answer to that was, Mom?
Mom? Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And then they said, well, what does she look like? And I said, she's big and fat and has red hair, which she had none of that. So, but that's brilliant. Yeah, I love that.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, I love you guys. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh,
and
thanks for listening.
You got a very loyal listener here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for listening.
God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mo and Stigman Plus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.